Hi, Marty Lurie here. Giants baseball coming up. We're joined by Eric Kratz, catcher for the Giants. And Eric, I just want to tell you, in Maryville, against the Giants, I saw you hit one about 450.
Yeah, they all count the same, just as long as they go over the fence.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Becoming a Giant, how did you find out and what's your thought about it?
I was out to dinner and I got a call that I gotten traded. It's always a good opportunity when you're in the big leagues. It's something that's not taken lightly, not taken for granted by me and my family, and so it's a cool opportunity to come to a organization and a team that wants to win.
What are the challenges for you coming in now? I remember years ago, Ray Fosse got traded to the A's, and he had to catch Catfish Hunter and Kenny Holtzman, these names out of the past, and he had to learn the staff really fast in spring training of, believe it or not, 1973, I think. So it's got to be a challenge getting to know these guys.
It is a challenge, but I think pitchers are always changing. You know, they don't feel the same as they do in spring training. 15th start or the 30th start. So it's trying to get the most out of each of them each day, no matter what it is. But it's also, you know, kind of getting to know these guys and what they're able to do, and not necessarily what, you know, I think they should do or the pitching coach thinks they should do or anything like that, but just what they're able to do to be successful on a consistent basis.
Are you on a crash course right now just to get to know anybody?
For sure, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm a big name guy, so hopefully I can get to know people like that sooner.
All right, Eric Kratz is with us, of course, one of the newest Giants, catcher on the team. Last year for Milwaukee, a great year for you, for the city of Milwaukee. Put it in words for us what that was like last year.
It was honored. I mean, I was incredibly honored to be able to play in the playoffs. It's something that, as a team, we fought to get there. You know, I don't think anybody expected us to be there, and didn't really change our outlook on it. It was something that, you know, we had a goal set out to do that, and, you know, we didn't quite get to our goal. You know, we fell one game short of making a World Series, but it's something that's what you work for every offseason, no matter if you're going to start in the minor leagues or you're going to be a 10-year big leaguer. Your goal is to help the team win a World Series, and only one team gets to do that, and that's what's great about being over here.
Being here, and as we talk about different pitchers and everything else, and Buster Posey is the catcher here, how do you keep sharp? And I realize you're older and you've been through this many times. How do you keep sharp?
It's my pregame routine, I think. It starts with nutrition. It ends with the end of the game and feeling like you accomplished something even though you didn't play in the game. I think, you know, a good example of something is, you know, you don't see shortstops just come to the field and expect to field the first ground ball that they see in the game. So it's something that, you know, they're taking ground balls, they're getting ready pregame, working on their footwork and stuff like that, and it's no different for catching. I think it's actually a lot of more work when you're not catching on a regular basis. So it's something that it's taken me a little while to gain that routine to be ready, but as soon as I'm asked to go in the seventh or after seven games, it's, you know, it's game on and I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Analytics, a big part of baseball today. You've been around for a number of years. I imagine you've seen baseball change during your time.
I have. Analytics are, I think they're welcome. I think it's a welcome piece to evaluating and also kind of predicting what's going to happen, and that's what scouting reports are. You know, scouting reports are, you're sitting down with the knowledge that you have and the things that you're able to see, and you create the best game plan for that day with that pitcher's stuff in that situation. And analytics is just a compilation of more information that maybe we didn't always have access to.
Well, one last thought for you. It looks like you can hit. I like the bat. Even with the Phillies. Right? With the Phillies, I saw you hit. Yeah, I saw you hit with the Phillies. I said, the guy can hit.
I feel like I'm a decent hitter. Yeah. I would say probably anytime you don't play a ton, it's one of those things that you drop in two hits here or there, and all of a sudden you're Babe Ruth. You know, your average goes up 30 points. But it's something that, you know, in my position, obviously the defense is the most important, but it's the opportunities when you get in there to be able to make successful outs, you know, because you're going to make outs. It's just about, you know, how is your four at-bats, how is your four plate appearances going to positively affect the team? Some nights it might just be you see five pitches in each of those at-bats and you wear the pitcher down for the other guys.
Great having you on. I know you got to run. Eric Kratz, thanks so much. Good to know you.
Thank you, Marty.
Very good. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.